Well, our guest in the cafe this morning, Tim McMurray, athletic director at A&M Commerce, and Colby Carfel, head football coach at A&M Commerce. Fellas, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you, John.
Obviously the subject is recruiting, football recruiting, signing day on Wednesday, and I know you're excited about that. Colby, how would you characterize the signing class?
Well, I think it's got a lot of quality and obviously a lot of depth, you know, signing 50 young men to come play here. But I think there's strength in numbers, especially in the Division II game. And so we were able to get a good haul. I mean, it was a fun recruiting season. It was I'm not going to say it's easy, but it was easier just with our past success and being back-to-back Lone Star Conference champions. You know, this place has become a first-choice university for a lot of these kids, and that makes it easy. In terms of recruiting.
By comparison, how many did you sign last year?
I believe we were right around high 30s or low 40s. I don't really remember.
So good many more this year.
Yes, sir. 50s. Yeah, we signed about 10 more or so. So this is the largest class we've signed since I've been here, and I would probably say it's safe to say it's the largest class signed in school history. I don't know that anybody has signed big classes like this in the past.
Tim, how do they shape up academically in those kinds of areas?
I think obviously any time, you know, a kid makes an adjustment from high school to freshman year in college, it's one of the biggest jumps, in this case, the young man will make playing football. So you don't really see until you get him here. But I think it's a great question. And the best answer I can give is had a chance to engage firsthand with some of the prospective student athletes as they were here on their visits and getting reports from our academic center and having a chance to talk to them. Been very fortunate to be around a lot of Division I at the FBS and FCS level, and Coach Carthel and his staff not only do a great job of recruiting quantity, but I really focus on the quality of kid they bring in. And I'm telling, worked with some of the better recruiters in Division I football, and I'll put Colby and his staff's presentation up against anybody in the country. And I mean that not just because I'm the AD and get paid to say it, but because I've watched and seen some very, very good friends in this profession that know how to recruit. And I'll put this guy sitting here in the studio with us up against anybody.
I want to come back to that in just a minute. But first, Colby, any positions in particular that you were most concerned with as far as positions on the field?
Well, you know, we turned over quite a few seniors on the defensive side. So you'll see that, you know, this class is heavy on the defensive side. About two-thirds of it is defensive players. So defensive line, got a lot of length and, you know, some big frame kids that I think can really have a chance to grow and develop and mature into some quality players up front. Our front seven just all together is really, really stout. Signed some linebackers that we're really proud of, some state champions and some all-state type players. And so defensively it's strong, and especially up front in the front seven.
We're talking with Colby Carthel, head football coach at A&M Commerce, and athletic director Tim McMurray. Did you sign any guys from the immediate area, say within 25 miles or so of Commerce?
You bet. We did. We picked up a running back down in Greenville that some people may have heard of, old Crandall Hale.
And, really?
So, you know, he led the state in rushing most of the year.
Wow.
Really excited about him. Corey Smallwood up at Bonham is a big tight end A-back that we're excited about. And so there's some local flavor there. We picked up two, you know, second-generation Lions, Colton Lassiter, whose dad and brother both played here, and then Cole Cleveland, whose dad happens to be the head coach at Commerce High School, signed with us as well.
So, no kidding.
Really tickled about those guys, and they come in, you know, bleeding blue and gold already. It was bred into them, so that we're excited about those two guys and the local flavor that we have.
The boy from Bonham is named what?
Corey Smallwood, excuse me.
We have seen him in against the Commerce Tigers the past couple of years. He is a really good-looking.
Yes,
they
sir,
list him is. As a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But
That's our A-back.
Uh-huh.
Same position, different name.
I got you. Colby, what's your typical pitch to these guys? Tim kind of referred to it a moment ago, but
the school sells itself, and like I say, this, you know, the success that we've had and the changes that have happened on this campus over the last, you know, several years. I mean, this is becoming a first choice university, and that's where it's easy. The school sells itself, and that's, you know, our message to these guys is, you know, be coming for the right reasons. Take football out of it, and would this be a place you'd want to come to school? And overwhelmingly, you know, majority of them, it's yes. And so that makes it easy because we're successful on the football field and have a lot of great facilities and support for the student athletes. On top of it being their first choice as a college, it really does make our job a little easier.
Yeah. Well, fellas, congratulations on what looks like a really nice haul, and good luck as these guys come in. I guess you'll be seeing them summertime, a lot of them.
A lot of them will start coming, trickling in this summer, and for sure everybody here by the time camp starts in the fall. But we're tickled to death with the haul, as you call it, and you know, it'll be fun to watch these guys the next 4 or 5 years become stars for the Lions football program.
Colby and Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much.
And your star at Colby Carful, head football coach at A&M Commerce, and Tim McMurray, athletic director. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.